Wise men say only fools rush in.
From New Hampshire Public Radio, this is Word of Mouth. I'm Virginia Prescott. Among his day jobs, Davy Rothbart is creator of Found Magazine, which publishes lists, letters, photos, and other discarded items. He's also a contributor to This American Life. You may have heard his Visit to Mr. Rogers, which remains a favorite. And he's a filmmaker and the subject of the documentary film My Heart is an Idiot, which is also the title of his new collection of essays. Davy's pretty much a tender, open-hearted wanderer who talks to strangers, runs with underdogs, and knows how to spin a tale. He's the kind of guy who says yes to just about everything. You may not want to follow him into America's seedy underbelly, but it's a thrill to read about. We pinned Davy Rothbart down at Argo Studios in New York to tell us more. Davy, so glad you could join us.
Oh, it's great to talk to you, Virginia.
Nice to talk with you, too. I have to warn you, we may have to stop for an emergency alert system broadcast at some point in this broadcast.
No worries. No worries at all.
Just warning you. I know you've been through worse. I can tell that.
Yes.
So you're on another cross-country tour. You live pretty much between L.A. and Ann Arbor, your hometown. Are you ever not on the road?
You know, the last couple of years, I took a break from the road. I was trying to finish the new book, My Heart is an Idiot, and I was working on a new documentary film. And so I didn't tour around as much as I have, you know, the last 10 years. But this fall, my brother and I are doing a 79-city tour.
Whoa.
In 99 days. So we're just like 2 weeks into it.
It feels like you're always in motion. You know, I'm reading these narratives, some of your descriptions of that kind of gap when you drive from the suburban kind of ubiquity into the woods and begin to see places open up. And I think a lot of poverty and the banality of many American places. I know you teach writing. How do you get that momentum when you write?
Well, I think, even in traveling, you know, I think what I love is just being open to new experience and the people that you'll meet once you start hitting the road. I was on my way to the Grand Canyon, and I saw this guy standing on the side of the road, 70 years old, silver-haired guy, hitchhiking, and I picked him up, and his story turned out to be just pretty cool. He was from Boston. He'd worked in a factory all his life, and his lifelong dream was to go to the Grand Canyon. And he had always talked about it at work until the point, you know, the guys he worked with said, it's depressing. You're always talking about going to the Grand Canyon. You're never going to get there. And he said, I quit. Got on a bus a week later and had taken it as far as Amarillo, Texas, and was hitchhiking the rest of the way. So here's a guy whose lifelong dream is to get to the Grand Canyon. I'm lucky enough to pick him up for like the last 2 hours and help him, you know, deliver him to this dream spot of his. And he was a really special guy, and it was a meaningful moment for me. And so that's one of the stories in My Heart is an Idiot. But for me, you know, I find whenever you're in motion, you know, you're always crossing paths with strangers. And, you know, just like the Notes in Found magazine, you know, meeting real people as you travel is special to me.
Yeah, but you say yes to it. You get into the truck with a guy wearing a Miller Time T-shirt, you know, to go get gas. You pick the silver-haired guy up. You talk to the 109-year-old man on a bus. I mean, do you just have to say yes to this stuff? Is that just how you do it?
I think something Mr. Rogers talked to me about when I interviewed him for This American Life was the fearfulness we have of the people that we share the world with. And I think when you're open and open yourself a little bit, you know, good things happen. You alluded to, you know, getting a ride with the guy in the Miller Time shirt. Mm-hmm. This was the time I ran out of gas. There's another story in the My Heart is an Idiot book about when I ran out of gas in Joshua Tree, kind of just in the middle of nowhere, no phone service or anything. You know, so what do you do in that moment? You can do what I did, which is, you know, hitch a ride and hope some friendly person picks you up. And, I ended up traveling with this interesting family, this former Marine and his family. You know, and I had sort of a fun adventure out of it. I don't know what the alternative is, really, you know. So I guess, I say yes, but I sometimes don't even know what the other options would be.
Yeah, I guess waiting for AAA wouldn't have that kind of luster. But you were there in the Joshua Tree, kind of, you know, you just spent a pretty great weekend with this, or a night, actually, with this woman. And there is this kind of hunger that goes throughout the book. You're kind of searching for love. Your ideal woman is Shade, a character from a film from the 90s, Gas, Food, Lodging. But there is this searching for love, finding love, and losing love that run through the essays. What is it about that cycle that has you repeating it over and over again?
Well, I think I, like many people, you know, am, you know, you glimpse somebody and it's so easy to fill in the blanks and, you know, idealize who that person might be. And, you know, and just get the sense of, it's almost an exquisite, miserable sense of being in love with someone, even if you really don't know them that well. But I like to investigate those possibilities and, you know, see if this is somebody that could be a good match. And sometimes you find that it's probably not. But other times, you know, you're rewarded. The woman that you mentioned, there's in that story, Ain't That America, the British woman.
Anna, was it? I can't remember.
Anna. I'm going to see her today in about half an hour. So even someone like that who it didn't work out with romantically at the time, you know, she remains a really close friend, and it's cool if people come into your life, you know, in one way, maybe you're expecting they're going to be the love of your life. Maybe things don't happen that way, but maybe there's some other reason the universe has brought you together. Maybe there's some enduring friendship that comes out of it.
Well, she's a cosmopolitan woman from England, living in L.A., an author, a filmmaker. But I feel like a lot of this book is about, I don't know, kind of the other America, the people and characters you meet who are kind of down on their luck, where having a full tank of gas to get to work or a rent check means just about everything. And if you don't have that, it can really, really limit what you can do. Are you trying to sort of represent for that other America in any way, Davey?
Sure. I mean, yeah, I feel like those are the stories I'm surrounded by, I feel like. And, you know, growing up in Michigan and, you know, you see what a lot of people in a lot of parts of the country are going through. I just spent a year in a small town in Indiana filming this documentary about this small town that, you know, the factories have shut down and things have grown dire. And you see how, you know, how tough it is for people and how much, you know, one tank of gas, people living paycheck to paycheck. And frankly, you know, I grew up in a situation like that myself. You know, my family, I mean, my parents both worked, but it's still not easy to make ends meet. And, you know, I feel like those are stories that need to be told. There's in the new book, one story, My Heart is an Idiot is the new book, but but there's a story called Human Snowball.
I feel
like it's about a collection of that. You know, I'd taken a bus to Buffalo to meet, to try to surprise this girl.
On
Valentine's Day. Maybe putting a little too much pressure on the situation. But, you know, I wasn't necessarily received in the best of ways by her, but along the way, I met this guy who was 109 years old on the bus, a sort of old acquaintance of mine who was basically a car thief, and then this family that owns a Chinese restaurant. And, you know, for each of them, it was just one little thing, you know, in their life that they hoped would go right. And so it's really wonderful when, you know, people get beat up by life, but when one thing goes well, it's really fun to celebrate that, especially with a new tangle of friends.
Yeah, eventually there are about 8 or 9 of you in the car.
Roaming around Buffalo, each with their own small private mission.
Dented car, and that you eventually get stopped by the police and kind of get out of it. But I wonder about that, you know, as we get older, the lure of sleeping on friends' recliners or getting into stolen cars may leave us. I mean, is this stuff still happening to you? Or are you imagining that this is how your life is going to unfold as you get older? You're a young man.
I'll say this. Yeah, maybe I'm 37. You know, maybe my adventurousness has been curbed back by 10, 20% than, it, you know, 5 or 10 years ago when a lot of these stories in My Heart is an Idiot, the book, when a lot of those stories happened. But I will say this. My instinct to engage with strangers has not been diminished. You know, if somebody comes up to me on the street and has a question, or if I, you know, I'm sitting on the bus. I live in LA. I don't have a car. I walk, bike, and take the bus everywhere. And on the bus, you know, people are friendly, and sometimes they'll, you know, start up a conversation with you, or you'll start one up with them. And, you know, it's I have new people coming to my life every day, and that comes from traveling, but it also comes from just being open. And I think that's something I'll always continue to do, even if I'm no longer sleeping on floors or in the back of my van.
Yeah, Your Heart May Be an Idiot. The name of the book, the name of the film that is actually a documentary about you. You pretty much lead with your heart. Would you have it any other way, Davey?
No, I don't think so. I think, you know, sometimes you get, your heart gets beat up a little bit, and, you know, that makes you stronger. I believe that's true.
Davey Rothbart, I really want to thank you for joining us today.
Oh, it's great talking to you.
Davy Rothbard. He's the author of a new book, My Heart is an Idiot. He's also creator of Found Magazine and a contributor to This American Life. There is a link to a film trailer for My Heart is an Idiot. That's a documentary film, but that's also the title of his new book of essays. And he heard this song, and somehow it touched him on his long road. What was happening for you then, right, Davy?
The family, this Marine in Death Valley, had picked me up when I was hitchhiking and ran out of gas. And I was trying to decide whether to move to the UK to be with this girl, Anna. But I love this something about being with this family and just not wanting to leave this country, which I love. And this song came on the radio. I was hanging out with this guy and his family, and it just made me think, I can't move across the world to be with this girl, even though she's the one that seems like I should be with. I just want to stay in this country a little bit.
Well, we're so glad you stayed. We're so glad we have you, to write about it and hop in those cars and interpret it for us. Davy Rothbard,
awesome,
thanks again.
Thank you. It's awesome to hear the song right now.